Good evening, guys. It's that time, Real Talk with your girl, Miss K. And as last week, we have the Turners in with us. We have Pastor Heidi and her son, youth leader, Kyle. Soon, Pastor Kyle. I'm speaking in faith here. But guys, it's awesome having them in studio with me just to give you a take on, you know, their perspective in the ministry. And today we will be chatting about not chasing money, but chasing God. And I've found myself in this predicament also, where I feel like I just have to have everything sorted in life. Mm. So I choose to try to get enough money to build my life, to be, for it to be what I've imagined it to be. And I've always gotten the scripture, seek ye the kingdom, and all everything else shall follow. And I'm just like, yo, this is so difficult because, like, it's not happening right now. So, guys, I fall fault to this. I'm not going to lie. But what are your guys' perspective on it?
Yeah, I know that, you know, it's so funny because, you know, we want certain things. You know, we have a vision for certain things, and we go after it in the natural. We go after, you know, chasing these things. But, you know, God is someone that He owns everything. He has everything. You know, this everything can be found in Him. And when we are pursuing Him, like the scripture that you used, you know, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You know, when you seek Him first, you will end up finding that, you know, everything else, you'll find everything else just falls into place. You know, I'll never forget, you know, we believe in giving and tithing, and it doesn't matter what the finances look like. We give to God first. You know, that has always been something that we as a family have done always over the years, and it's something that we've you know, we've taught our kids to do, because in that way, you know, you're putting Christ first. And it's so easy to look at the finances and go, oh no, but if I give this, and I'm not going to have enough money for any of these things. But the amazing thing is, if you are giving to Christ first, placing Him first, and you know, faithfully doing it, faithfully, you know, with a good heart, with a cheerful heart, you know, doing it because you love Him, because that's why we give because we love Him. You know, not just because, you know, we've been beat over the head, no, you have to. But when you give out of that place of love, you'll truly see God come through. I mean, we've gone through stuff. I mean, there was a point in our lives where we lost everything, and it was really painful. And, you know, some people would be like, you know, that's an easy time to turn away from Christ.
Because you blame Him. You tend to blame Him.
Because, like, oh, we lost everything. But it was so amazing how it was in that time that we really found out what it means when it says God is our source. Because then we leaned into Him for everything we required. And we didn't stop sowing. We lost everything, but we didn't stop sowing. Amen. We kept on sowing, and we see the fruits thereof. I mean, there was a time that we were going into a Daniel fast, and, you know, there's, like, you know, there's the veggies and all those things that we needed. And I remember just sitting down on the bed, and it wasn't a prayer. It wasn't, I was like, you know what, Lord, this Daniel fast is starting. Like, you know, we need some, you know.
We need some veggies.
We need some veggies up in here. You know, we need some vegetables in this place. You know, we need, I really want to do this fast. And it wasn't, you know, this is just a conversation I was having with the Father. And anyway, I got up that morning and I just carried on getting done. And at the end of that day, someone came and they were like, oh my gosh, I've got all these boxes of vegetables and I just don't know what to do with it. Do you guys want some? And it wasn't people that were born again. Like, they didn't know we were doing the Daniel fast. You know, like, yeah, that's, I don't know awesome. What to do with this stuff. And I'm like, yes, bring it my way, you know. But that's just one of the ways in which God provides, you know.
It's
just
he brought some veggie jar.
You know?
You know what I mean?
Yes. So, you know, it's like when you put Him first, you'll find, you know, He puts us first. You know, He takes care of us.
That is very true. That is very true. Kyle, have you ever experienced chasing money and, like, saying, God, okay, you need to sort it out?
Oh, yes. Like, I know there was a time, and my mom will know, like, I was working in retail. And, it came to the month end, your salary comes into your account, and I was that person, and I said, and I said, and I looked like, do I have to?
And
sadly, there were 2 months where I didn't tithe, and eventually I'm like, you know what, I'm going to tithe because I don't want to be in retail forever. I want to move on up and experience life and the work life. And I started tithing. And when I tell you that doors started opening, I then got a new job with a pay increase.
Wow.
So, yeah, and I haven't stopped tithing since. So it's so for me, like, again, I was brought up in church, and I was taught that your tithe, it is important to tithe.
Mm.
You can't go on with life without tithing, because your 10% of your earnings, it belongs to God.
True.
There's no two ways about it. I encourage you to tithe. How do I say
definitely
this?
Help the process.
Yeah. Thank you.
I get you.
Yes.
Don't worry. What do you do in the situation? Because I sometimes feel that way. I mean, I know God provides, you know, and He has provided, continuously provided for me. But you know how our provision works. Like, we want to see what we've asked for,
yes.
You know. Like, God will maybe give you your food, you know, every day, make sure that you have food. But I want that mansion. I want that car. You know, I want to invest into properties. And, like, I've been tithing, and that is not happening. So what can you say to people like that? Because I need some advice here, guys.
You know what? At the end of the day, the mansion is something physical that's not going to last. You know, money, it can fall away. You know, diamonds, rubies, all of those things. You know, it's like the dust of the earth. In a split second, it can be gone. Mm. Then what you're going to be left with? You know, where with Christ is eternity, with Christ is surety, with Christ is all those things. And all we need to do is make sure that, you know what, I'm walking according to the call of God in my life. I am putting my focus and my trust in Him, my goals and all my plans is in Him, and allow Him, because I know this is probably not going to fix your thoughts, like, up front, you know. Well, I hope it would cause a mind shift, but, you know, at the end of the day, those things fall away.
Mm.
Everything that is sure is in God. So you can have the mansion today, and tomorrow it's not going to be there anymore. And then what you're going to have? What you're going to have? It's like building your house on the sand versus building your house on the rock.
Mm.
And you know, it's okay to want those things. It's not like, oh no, it's bad. Like, how could you want a mansion and a smart car? I mean, we all want those wonderful things, and you know, praise God when it does come to us. But you know what? At the end of the day, you just have to trust your future with God, because, you know, we've got mansions lined up for us in heaven.
Amen.
You know.
Amen.
So we've just got to have an eternity mindset, you know, have that eternity mindset, have our feet on the foundation that is Jesus Christ. Mm. And you know, the mansion, the car, soon enough, you might look back one day and go, oh my gosh, I'm actually sitting in the house that I've asked for.
Amen. I trust that.
I'm driving the car that I've been asking for. You know, you look back one day and go, oh my gosh, look at where I am right now.
Mm.
So, you know, just trust God with your process.
Mm, no, awesome. Carl, I know you, I'm sure you've experienced this, but like today, in today's day and age, social media has been telling us, you know, that we should be like 18 years old and have investments and things like that. Stuff should be working for us. We need to be on social media making money. Or nowadays, as young women, marry into it. Find the oldest guy and marry him so that I could live a lavish life. And what is your take on that?
So the way I see it, right, if it's what God has intended for your life, it's what will happen, because your needs and wants is not particularly the same that what God's gonna that what He will have lined up and stored for you. If it makes sense. Mm-hmm. So yes, we can go out and invest in major companies, but at the same time, think back, is that initially what God wanted for your life?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm on the right track. So yeah, so if it's not what's intended for you, then it's something that that will, I don't want to say most likely, but it will probably fall short, because it's not what you've been called to do.
Mm. I get you. I mean, it's all about patience and time. You know, yeah. Allow God to do it. And now you invest in it, the stocks fall, and then you lose everything just because you want to keep with the crowd and you want to be in. So, like, what's the point if God didn't intend that for you to have? Yeah, exactly. You know, so I truly get where you're coming from and your take on it.
Yeah, I mean, and these are things that the world will use, that the enemy will use to draw people away, to draw young ones away. You know, it's creating this hype around what you're supposed to have, what you're supposed to look like, what you're supposed to wear, what you're supposed to. All these things are things that are drawing people away from Christ.
True.
That shouldn't be our focus. You know, we cannot make money our God. You know, we cannot make money our God. You know, we serve a God that owns a cattle on a thousand hills. We serve a God that takes care of the birds of the air and the flowers in the field. You know, how much more will he take care of us? You know, he knows when a sparrow falls. You know, this is the God that we serve. So you know, I know, as I'm a little bit past my prime here.
You're still spring chicken.
So, thanks, Ms. Kay. So I know that, you know, I know with social media especially, you know, that is the voice that is the loudest. But you cannot forget your mandate. You cannot forget what God has called you to. There's fulfillment, there's purpose, there's a foundation, there's a solidness, you know, in him that you cannot find in the world. You're not going to find it in clothes and shoes. And if you're chasing those things and you're chasing money, then you're missing something. There's a hole. You've got a hole in your heart. And those are the things that only God can fill. And when you find yourself in that place and you find yourself in him, you'll find that those things don't really matter. And when you get to the place where those things don't really matter, because who are you trying to please, man or God?
True.
So you need to ask yourself that question. You need to be pleasing God. You know, you need to be following that journey with Christ and not what the world thinks, because one day when you're standing before God, he's not going to ask you, okay, so how many cars did you have? Mansions? And what does your bank account look like? You know, those things are not going to matter. What's going to matter is, did you do what I called you to do? And then you can have a glorious eternity in Christ, because that's what our focus has to be, is eternity. We've got an eternal focus, not this one where in a split second, you know, it's fleeting.
It just becomes so hard, I can truly say, where you hear some people, you know, they serve God with all their heart and they don't even have the qualifications, but then they go into a job interview and there they got it. They got that job, the job that you've dreamt about for years. Yeah. They stepped with no qualifications and got it. And you're like, Lord, how do you do it for them, but not for me? Like,
can I share something with you that is so funny? Years ago, I applied for a position as an events coordinator. Many years ago, I didn't get the job. I was devastated because I always wanted to do events, and I ended up getting into digital media and marketing, and that was my journey. Until last year, and I mean, this is many years later, God opened up a door for events, you know, an events coordinator for me, and it was a door that he opened, and I just walked right into, you know, it wasn't even a hassle. I just walked right in there, and it was beautiful. So we won't always get it when we want it, but when we trust in him for everything, you'll see at the right time those doors will open. Maybe my character wasn't strong enough. Maybe I didn't know enough. You know, maybe who knows what would have happened, because God's got the bigger plan. And now when I walked into events, I mean, it was so successful and it was so beautiful. And I've only got God to thank for that. So,
yeah, guys. I've been ministered to. I hope you have been ministered to. This is Real Talk with Ms. K. I had an awesome evening. Tune in next week with the Turners again. Love you guys. Enjoy the evening further.
Thank you. Bye.